I got a broken one.
I think you're the broken one.
You know what? There we go. That's better. All right. Oh, we got some champagne, too. I don't know how the fuck this works.
Don't point it at me. I think you broke it already.
No way, man. Really?
Don't point it at
me. Oh, you twist it. Whoa! Right! Not in my water. Hey, gang. That's how we celebrate here at the... For the audio listener, that was a big champagne bottle that popped.
Popped confetti out.
Yeah. And for the audio listener, we are in our finest tuxedos. I wish you could see it.
You could see our tuxes.
We look so good in these tuxedos. I mean, you've seen Chris Pine at the... If you're anywhere on the internet and for some reason you give a shit about this thing that everybody's talking about, Chris Pine... Boy, it's giving Chris Pine.
It's giving Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Guys, we also have a real bottle of champagne.
Yeah. It is a $30 bottle of champagne.
It's a $70 bottle.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude. Hell yeah. And for those of you who don't know, it's 9 in the morning, 8:40 in the morning for us. Here, buddy. You got to top me off here. So we are definitely, should we drink this? We should drink the whole bottle, right?
If you want.
I need more than that, Babu.
Yo, if you yell at me like that again.
Zach, Ashley, are you getting some of this?
No, sir. I am on the job.
Oh, you're on the job. Oh, my God. I'm
and
on the
Ashley
job, too.
Is
but
not of age, sir. No,
Ashley's not 21. Well, do we have any apple cider?
All right, we'll finish the rest later.
All right, hey, bud. And to you out there at home.
Thanks for making this possible. 50, baby. Here's to way more than 50 more.
Yeah, here's to at least 2 more.
Apple shares were just getting hammered this morning.
Every day they're pounding it.
I'm not fucking leaving.
Surprise.
Yeah, nothing like I got my liquid death here. I got my champagne, and I've got my iced coffee. So, Emil, you want to explain to the folks
how
we got these sweet tuxedos? Yeah, you got great platform shoes. Also, they're very.
These aren't platform.
Yeah, they scared the hell out of me. You're not meant to be that tall.
Yeah. So here's what happened.
What happened?
I said we should do, you know, a gala for the 50th episode.
I think it's
right?
Pronounced gala.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
Dude, it's gala.
Pretty sure it's gala.
Are you fucking with me?
I'm not fucking with you.
Gala?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is pronounced. Is it how to pronounce? Pronounce.
Hey, Siri, how do you pronounce gala?
Oh,
here's what I found.
Wait, here, I've got the pronunciation thing right here.
Gala.
Oh, fuck, it's gala. We're both wrong. It's not gala or gala.
Anyway, I said we should do a gala.
Okay.
We'll wear tuxes, it'll be fun, huh?
Yeah.
You said, how are you going to get tuxes that quickly, huh?
Yeah, and you said, trust me. And I said, okay, dude, got it. I'm going to do my thing, and you get us tuxes. Here are my measurements.
And then I got right on it by going to Colorado and doing a climbing trip.
Yeah, that was great. That was a really, yeah.
Uh-huh. And it turns out you can't really get a tux in like 12 hours.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Who would have thought that leaving it to the last minute isn't a good idea?
And then I said, who cares? We'll just scrap the gala thing, right? But then what happened... People really emailed in all their gala wear, their black tie, their formal wear.
Yeah.
So I said, we can't leave people hanging. And I said, don't worry, I'll get us some formal wear.
Yeah. And formal wear is certainly a way to describe what we got. So I don't care. I like it.
I think you look great.
Thank you. My microphone spring is really...
It's giving erection.
It's giving erection. And speaking of erection, man, this thing is... I'm busting out of this thing. I must be a 32A.
You look great.
Thank you. You look good too.
I like mine a
you
lot.
Do. You look like a, you look like, you know what you look like?
What's
you
that?
Look like the PE teacher at the middle school. It's the middle school dance and you are the PE teacher who is chaperoning and you took it a little bit too seriously. You're like, you know what? I'm going to dress up for this. And yeah, man, that just took me back.
That did take
middle school dances. Oh my God. Cotton Eye Joe playing. Yeah. And so you got these shoes too, that you decided to spring for, and they look like they don't fit quite well.
Well, you know what I figured? I like putting my leg up. You know, I like putting my leg up. And yeah. What does everyone do when they see a bare foot? They freak out. So I
those dogs.
Right. For free. So I said, why don't I cover up the feet?
Yeah. Somebody call animal control because this guy's got his dogs out.
Yeah. Anyway, so should we show some of the pictures of the...
Yeah, first let me give a quick shout to Glenn, our boy Glenn, birthday boy Glenn, and tell everybody to still check that disclaimer in the description box by clicking see more. And anyway, here we go with the formal.
Here we go.
Look at this. We'll have a nice little audio track with this. Dun, 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 dun. Look at
we
this
can't
guy.
Use that one
wow.
Because of copyright stuff. These people said they were in Greece. We love it.
All right. Yeah. Look at that. Celebrating happy 50th. Wow. That's so beautiful. Thank you.
Happy
you look
50th.
So great. Wow. Look at this
oh,
guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's got a little nice glass of piss he's drinking there. Oh, look at this.
We love this. We got
another one from Greece.
A Greek. Greetings from Greece.
Yeah. And then he. I don't know what that is. It looks
it
like
says,
gibberish.
It says brothers. It says Adefya.
Yeah. I can't read that, though. That's in gibberish to me.
That's just the Greek.
That's just a foreign language. Yeah. And this gentleman doing his.
Greek. He says greetings from Greece. It's Greek.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Okay. But okay. This guy's showing his. He's doing the Ben pose. He's showing his bare feet.
He's doing the dogs out on a hike, baby. We love it. You know that guy?
We got a baby Russell Crowe here.
Okay.
Prepubescent Russell Crowe.
This guy.
We got Salt Bae here.
Oh, that is Salt Bae.
Wow, and Salt Bae went
I
to
I didn't know he was a fan of the show.
No. Boy, look at the camera angle makes those feet look huge.
Oh, is that Joe Biden?
Whoa, Joe Biden here. Wow. Look at this. You
bam,
look great.
Bam, bam,
whoever you are. Oh, little child. A stock image of a child.
No,
like.
I think that's a child picture.
Yeah, but look how low quality that image is.
It was probably the 90s. Oh, look at that. He got himself on the logo. Congrats on 50 episodes.
For the audio listener, we are going through photos. You can just fast forward this if you want, but if not, endure us. Yeah. This is we're looking at people who submitted their images. Man, what are these guys like? 7 feet tall? Look at these guys. Jesus H. This gentleman looks hot, looking hot from back in April. He sends us a photo. That still counts. All right, we got this guy with the round glasses.
He's on a jet ski or something.
I wish that we had the GeoGuessr guy here to guess where he is. He'd probably be spot on.
I'm
going to
say that's
on.
The Hudson River up near...
I'm going to say Newport Beach.
Okay. Canada!
We got a Canada boy. Look at this guy with his shorts.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Chugging with an injured wrist.
To a champagne-loving queen.
Ooh, yes, queen. Yes, queen, with the nice drape on that elegant dress. Sipping champagne. This lovely couple under a on a bridge. Looks like the Beetlejuice bridge where they
under a bridge.
Under a bridge. No, yeah, I guess
oh,
you're
you know
right.
What? That's like one of those bridges you see in Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, it's a sexual photo. Folks, I wish you could see
Someone understood the assignment.
Yeah, it's giving sexual.
What else
sexual.
We got? How many more we got?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what's a little cutie action? Dog. And a little cutie cat. Look at that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my boy in the bathtub.
Getting faded off
on that Welsh. Oh, we got the lady drinking the pink champagne, it looks like. And
there he is.
Chris Payne. Very elegant with a big... my boy looks like me.
The t-shirt tucked into the... He does look like you.
Did I have sex with a redheaded woman and give birth to this boy?
Maybe it was that girl who catfished you.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Great looking gams on that guy. And we got this lady here looking good. Me at my wedding. Me at the Trillionaire 50 Mindset
yes.
Gallery.
That's the, a very stylish man.
Very sassy, my man. And yeah,
pretty
looking
hot.
Good with the tie. And that's let's stop there. I feel like that's enough.
You're in luck because that was it.
Oh, cool.
Great.
Wow, folks. So that's it for the...
I'll tell you what. Champagne hits a little different at 8:45.
Yeah, I'm liking it, man. I'm getting... Hey, you know... As someone who has flown first class early in the morning, it does truly hit different.
I had like three
great.
Sips and I was like, am I drunk?
Oh man, I'm already getting there. Mm. We do have a loaded episode for you today. So for those of you who like to bitch and moan that we don't do enough finance.
Yeah, what are we at here?
We got a ton here today. But there was one thing we wanted to show real fast. We had a fan infographic.
Oh, this is good for the 50th episode.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Someone ran an algorithm here, and they've got our most used words on every episode.
Yeah.
Based on censored, auto-generated YouTube transcripts, the most unique words per episode.
His sort name of is Ben Kate.
Ben Kate.
Yeah, shout
Thank
out
you
to
for
ben
putting
Kate.
In the hard work.
Thank you, dude.
Let's see. Can we scroll down here? Let's see what some of these words are. What was the one on our first episode? What was the most used
penny.
Word on our
first episode?
Penny.
Penny. Penny. Penny stocks. Vaccine.
Penny. That was a foreboding one. But we would get paid for these episodes.
Crab was used 17 times in episode
Why?
Two,
Why did we
weird.
Say crab so many times?
I don't know. 36 times we said the word pudding.
That one makes sense, though. You were doing the pudding.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is right. Pudding again in
credit
episode
we've
six.
Got for the credit one. That one makes sense. But then we've got ones like diarrhea for episode...
diarrhea funny.
Yeah, I think right there we've got... Which one was that? Buying a Bitcoin?
Episode 39.
Episode 39.
Diarrhea.
I imagine something was going on with Ben's stomach for
that
one. Yeah,
probably. My tummy's been upsetting me. Ghost in episode 46.
Yeah, that
one
makes sense. Spooky following close behind on
that one. Holy shit. Episode 47. Bitcoin was mentioned 156 times.
I wonder why.
I wonder why and who is to blame for that. And then the most recent one, Coke. Coke was mentioned 21 times.
Coke?
And then Coke, Diet Coke, Populist Volcker Trilogy. This is fun. Okay. Thank you
for your hard
Thank
work.
You, Ben Cates.
Keep making these. See what kind of weird shit we say.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, God. Every time I put the mic down, it like snaps back up and it's whipping me in the face.
I thought that was like a cool rap line. Every time I put the mic
Every
down.
Every time I put the mic down, snaps back up. Every time I put the mic down, jack up. And then Man, I'm just like Eminem.
Uh-huh.
Do I look good right now?
Yes.
Yeah? I feel...
Do you wish I got the tuxes?
No, I like this. I will say, I feel very vulnerable. It feels very physically vulnerable to be dressed like this. So I don't understand. And when I was taking a
leak, I feel liberated. I feel free. I like this.
Yeah, I mean, I do at the same time. But when I was peeing, I had to lift this thing up, and I almost went au jus style.
Au jus style?
Yeah, and the dress
dipped
almost
your penis in the
no the dress itself almost.
So the dress
dipped.
Was the French dip, not your penis.
Yes. And almost dipped it into the toilet. That would have been humiliating.
Do you have underwear on?
Yeah. Why do you? Oh, he doesn't have on underwear, folks. He just showed me his penis, and there it is in all of its glory. Little fireman with the helmet on. So let's get right from there. Let's transition into the markets, huh?
Skip to 13 minutes and 16 seconds if you want to see the finance.
Yeah,
stuff.
If you want to see the finance stuff, you fucking loser. You're not. you're not a loser. I'm just kidding. I love you, whoever you are.
Let
out
the
there.
Boys have a little fun. It's
yeah.
50 episodes.
Oh, right. I wanted to do Let's Go Girls. Da, da, da. We can do that for the bonus episode. Great. We can kick it off with a little Shania.
Oh,
the
yes,
best thing about
stuff.
Being a woman. Okay, so.
Markets, tell me what's going on in the market, baby. It's been an absolute.
You know, the S&P has dropped about 400 points since it spiked back up. It hit its 200-day moving average, which is like the long-term. I've mentioned in the very early episodes that there are the two basic moving averages that people watch are the 200-day and the 50-day. Why and how that came to be, I couldn't tell you. That's just what people follow. And there is an old adage in Wall Street that nothing fun happens below the 200-day moving average. And volatility, I think
like
that's
nothing
it.
Nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m., right?
Something like that, sure. And what does that mean? Why? Because that's below, it means price action is below the 200-day, the previous the average of the previous 200 days. That means that the longer-term trend is up or down?
I was thinking about the champagne.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling a little buzzed as well. So we'll get through this. But so it came right back up, butted its head right at the 200-day moving average, and just got rejected like a fucking nerd asking out the prom queen. Just hardcore rejected. Was that good?
No, I liked it.
Yeah, okay. So it's tough out there. And so we've got a bad combination. There's this confluence of events. Remember I mentioned that September 11th. is the... Let me finish.
Okay.
September. It's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be old enough to drink, baby.
Yeah, September 11th is going to be old enough to fight for our country. Well, it already is. It already is. So I mentioned that September is, seasonally speaking, the worst performing month.
Always, every year.
Pretty much, yeah. And I
on
think
the
average that it drops over the last 50 years, or since 1950, I believe, on average, it's down either 0.5% or 1.5%.
So this is kind of normal.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got a bad combination of September seasonality.
Do you know why that is?
You know, I don't.
We talked about it a little bit. We made a stupid joke that it was because of the song. It's obviously not.
What song? Do you remember the Earth, Wind, and Fire song? Yeah, it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but we made a dumb joke that it did.
Well, they're also used to... There's a lot of old Wall Street sayings. There's one that was sell in May and go away. And just like, don't trade the summer doldrums because... You know, people are on vacation, there's less liquidity, but I don't think that applies anymore in the days now of high frequency trading and high speed internet connection. Because, yeah,
man, fucking boomers and the silent generation, they love
sayings
that like rhyme,
yeah, yeah,
sell in May and go away,
yeah,
ta ta ta,
ta ta,
fuck you,
shoe shine boy,
what'd you fucking say to me? Imagine that you just like in the 50s, people are talking like that.
Yeah. I just lost a ton of money. It's the middle of June. Well, you know what they say. Sell in May and go away.
Grab them by the collar. Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you, Monopoly man.
How dare you?
Yeah. So then not only that, but stock buyback. There's a buyback blackout period before the next quarter that we're currently in. And, you know, companies are always buying back. Not always, but if they've authorized it, they're buying back stock, but not right now because it's a blackout period. So not only those two things, but then you also have the profit reckoning, quote unquote, from the second quarter getting kicked down the road to this next quarter because, you know, everybody was anticipating the negative profits to be finally showing up. But it didn't really happen last quarter. It wasn't as bad as everybody thought. So maybe it's getting kicked down, the can's getting kicked down to the next quarter.
That's been the fucking story, man.
I know. So there's a lot of narratives out
there. They're telling us about all this pain, but we're not seeing it yet.
Yeah. Well, but we kind of have, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, we dropped and then we bounced from June. We hit the 200-day, and since then, the SPY has dropped like 40 points. It was at like 430, or the S&P was at 4,300, and then dropped back down in short order to 390, 3,900. Interestingly, though, the VIX hasn't really spiked that much. Yeah, we're at what are we at right now today, if you do the 1 day? Oh, yeah, so today we're finally
getting a little bounce.
2 days ago for you, the listener and the viewer, we're finally getting a little bit of a bounce. And so I wanted to continue there. So if you're new to this stuff, you know, there's no shame in sitting it out. If you're an active trader like me, this is kind of the fun stuff because I think this is going to be our fourth red week if we continue on this trend.
How are you doing personally?
Terrible.
Yeah, because we're doing terrible last week.
I have given back so much profit. I actually texted Glenn and I was like, dude, I'm, what am I doing? And he said, if you want to talk, give me a call. And I didn't give him a call because I've just been in such a sour mood about it.
How bad are we talking here?
I gave back almost 100% of my profits. Oh, yeah. Dab it up, dude. Yeah. Which happened a couple months ago, too. I was up huge, and then within the last 2 weeks of the month, I gave it all back. Same story here in August, or this last month in August. But, you know, but if I were a non-betting man, and if I were just a casual investor...
See, you're like, you say, oh, it's not gambling, but then you call yourself a betting man.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, sure. What? But if I were, so, like, this
And you're
is,
like, look, it's not because I know what I'm doing, and what I'm doing is losing all my money.
Shut up. I mean, look, if I weren't me, if I were me but not me and just doing my thing, I yeah. wouldn't be worried at all about the market dropping. I'd be excited to put my money to work and just continue doing the thing of socking away a
okay,
little
but
bit.
It, so in this scenario, you're not you but still a trader?
I'm not a trader, and I'm just Joe every person, Joe average listener.
And you're excited to put your money in.
Yeah, as you should be. Just continue doing it. Man, that's the winning strategy that has proven itself over time.
Oh, man, there was that big, we never talked about it, that big New York Times article that was like, you want to succeed in the market? Do nothing.
Oh, yeah, those come out like every few months. It's almost like they're bored and they're thinking, okay, what kind of article am I going to write here? Let's do another one about how over time the best thing to do, because picking stocks is fucking hard. Even if you think you got a winner.
Right, and fewer traders and money managers and stuff beat the market.
So. Yeah, I mean, you just had that Melvin Capital go under, I think Tiger Global or some fucking, I don't know, hedge funds, they're not doing great.
No.
Because shit is hard.
And neither are you.
Neither am I. I mean, overall, I'm doing okay, but yeah. So I'll get back to the DWAC thing, but SPY is looking like it might be bear flagging. You know what a bear flag is?
I was going to say something inappropriate, so you go.
So it's a bear flag is a, yeah, here we go. We pulled it up. It's a bearish chart pattern that's formed by two declines separated by a brief consolidation retracement period. So basically, it's the opposite of a bull flag, which is when stock shoots up and then kind
of
goes sideways before continuing higher. Same thing, but the opposite, the inverse. It's a down and then a little sideways slash up, and then it continues downward. So here's the thing. It's also, the SPY is also right up against a trend line that can be drawn. For the audio listener, see, this is why we don't do charts anymore, because it's
Wait,
really...
hold on. Can you keep that? Your arms look really good when you do that.
Are you serious, dude? Don't fucking mock me.
No, dating profile picture.
Yeah?
No. The other one was good.
This way?
Yeah, I want to see those tries.
Trend line? Do you see the really good trend line going up this way?
That's good.
Oh, thanks, dude. Dating profile picture. So, up against the there's a trend line that you can draw from the mid June low up to the, you know, then we put in a higher low and just about another higher low, and that's right where we're butting up against. Interestingly, the NASDAQ, the triple Q, has already broken its trend line, but so yeah,
in that now it's trending downward.
It's below that. Yeah, it broke below. But that can be a little fake out. So I'm really hesitant to short anything here.
Because you think it's going to shoot back up?
Well, because it just feels too crowded and too easy.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like everybody sees the same thing. And I hate to, I know being a contrarian is like a stupid, it can be a stupid thing. Well, I'm bullish because everybody is fucking bearish.
Well, we should just see what Jim Cramer's saying and go with the opposite of that.
There is that inverse Cramer ETF that's out there.
That just crushes it.
I don't know how it's doing. I wonder. But it is looking more and more like we've just been in like a reflexive kind of bear market rally from June, and now, you know, we're coming down. But I saw these interesting things from Bank of America, right? So
tell me.
Several things. 7 out of the last 7 bear markets. So 100% of the last 7 bear markets.
Wow, did you do the math on that?
This is the research that they...
No, I know, but you took 7 out of 7, then you said 100%.
Yeah, I did the math. Yeah, quick maths.
Freaking human calculator.
Quick maths. They ended after a Fed rate cut.
Which we are not going to see for a while.
Which we are not going to see for a while. And they are forecasting, the first rate cut is forecast for Q3 of next year. So that's quite a while. And also they noted that they coincided with that is that the 2-year treasury bonds,
the 2-year and the 10-year,
no, the 2-year yield drops by 50 basis points also, and the 2 years yield is going up because people are wanting the short term yields instead of the long term, the longer term ones, because that shows that they don't believe more in the longer term. Sorry, dude, I'm talking so much already.
No, I love it.
So that's something to consider. It's like, okay, is the bear market over? Well, not over, but like, how much longer do we have? Well, according to Bank of America, it might be a while. But a bear market can go sideways. It can rally a bit. And then I saw this interesting thing. I never really pay attention to the PE, the price to earnings ratio. But
why?
Because I don't know. It feels antiquated. And it just feels...
Feels like some motherfucker saying, buy in May and then see you later, pal.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like one of those...
He would look at...
Monocle motherfuckers. I never buy a stock whose PE is more than, 20. Because you've got shit like Amazon sporting like a PE of 300.
If it's May and you're buying stock, you be prepared for the cock.
Yeah, because you're about to get fucked. So Bank of America says that their rule is they add the CPI plus the trailing price-to-earnings ratio for the S&P, and that combined should be less than 20 ahead of a market bottom. And it's currently at 27 because they got the PE of 18.4 plus the CPI of 8.5, and that gives you 27. So according to them, it's a little too early, and it's better to be late than early. And also you had another big thing. We had unemployment rise in August, just a little bit, which happens before a market bottom, but the average lag time, this is the key part. The average lag time between the initial rise in unemployment and the market bottom is 13 months. So if all of this is true, according to Bank of America, both of these, it's still a while for the market to bottom because you got the...
But all signs, it looks like all signs are still pointing to more pain. We're just not necessarily there yet.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing. If you're, like probably a lot of our viewers and listeners, you're a younger person, this is that once in a decade kind of opportunity that could present itself if you got cash ready to deploy. Just, I said better to be late than early, but if you're still contributing each month and putting shit in, not financial advice, but that's what I would be. That's what I would be doing if it were me.
If it wasn't you.
If it wasn't me now.
If it was you, but a different you.
Dog, I'm going to need some more champagne. All
right.
He's going to be pouring me some champagne here, folks. So
glug, glug, glug. Be careful with that stuff, man. It is
potent. It's the Veuve Clicquot. Oh, it's foaming.
All the way up there?
Hmm. Man, champagne really does fucking slap.
I'm worried. I think After Hours is going to be a little weird.
Why?
Because
we're
going to be
little...
done with this.
Yeah, but who cares?
I'm not wearing any underwear under this thing.
Yeah, but it'll be fine.
All right.
Man, I was going to go to the gym today, too. See if I can do a pull-up. I was going to do a pull-up with 45 pounds this time hanging between my waist.
I'd like to see that.
Because I do it with 25 pounds, and I can do five pull-ups with 25 pounds. I figure I can do one with 45.
Sure.
Right? What's another 20 pounds? So all of that's to say, all signs are pointing to, hey, there's probably a little bit more pain ahead. And the VIX not really reacting so far says two different things to me.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's probably some kind of technical underlying... I don't know the word I'm looking for, but the, market structure kind of shit that's, God damn it, the mic keeps on kissing me. But the VIX being low at first blush is like, oh, it's because there's no panic. That's why, these downward moves aren't necessarily anything for me to worry about. But then the flip side of that is, oh, there actually isn't much panic out there yet. And there's room to the upside for the VIX and therefore room to the downside with the market. What are you doing? What the fuck? What are you popping a balloon out of nowhere for? Are you okay? Did you just have rage that you needed to get out?
Just keep going.
What was that? No, we need to talk. What was this? What was that about? Did the balloon look at you funny?
No, there was too many and it was blocking my view.
Oh, it was blocking your view? Okay. Jesus Christ. This guy just like is looking at me and then just leans over. Had to Hulk out on one of these effing balloons.
I was hoping it would be as. I was hoping it was going to be as distract as Little.
What?
The least amount of distracting as possible.
Yeah. Oh, who would have thought that popping a balloon would even be possible?
I didn't want to interrupt you. I just wanted to clear out a little space. So
I man, I got a story about balloons, and I'm not going to tell it right now because it is, it might be more one of the more embarrassing ones that I, there are, believe it or not, stories that I feel like I should.
You wouldn't even
tell
it on After Hours?
No. Maybe not. I would save it for 8-Ball, maybe. So if you can remember, maybe.
Balloons?
Yeah.
The one that more people will see.
Yeah, yeah. But it's one that my mom is less likely to view and listen to. Even though, I mean, at this point, who cares?
All right. Right?
Anyway, I'll be dead in 100 years.
Hey, Siri, remind me about the 8-Ball, the balloon story.
I mean, you're naked in like episode, what, 10?
Yes, Zach, thank you for the reminder that I was naked.
Siri heard the apple or the blue story, so hopefully I can remember.
Yeah, the apple or the blue story. So, all right, so a couple other things.
Give me the dwack, baby.
Dwack.
You know I'm dying for the dwack over here.
Dying for the dwack. The dwack, D-W-A-C, was Trump's SPAC thing.
Yep.
He was supposed to
merge.
For Truth Social. And they didn't get enough shareholder support for a one-year extension to complete the deal, so it was down.
Which is bullshit. They're bearish on my boy Donnie.
I don't know the details of it. These SPAC things just, I mean, they stink to high heaven. You could probably count on one hand, if not, or two hands, if not one, the amount of SPACs that have gone on to actually be successful.
Oh yeah, what's the king? Chamath?
Chamath Palihapitiya?
He's got like an insane failure rate.
This guy, I mean, in 2020, he was seriously touting himself as the next Warren Buffett. He was saying that, like, I'm gonna bring these companies public and they're only companies that I believe in, and he presented himself as an expert, which, you know, I guess you could say he is. I would say instead that he's not an expert. He's just someone who got kind of lucky making $1 billion being an...
That's how all these fucking guys are.
Yeah, being an early investor, or not investor, early employee with fat stock grants in Facebook.
They got a little fucking lucky.
Yeah.
And then they're like fucking, they think of themselves as like Nostradamus.
Yeah. Who's Nostradamus for this? Some people might not know.
That like philosopher that people said was going to... I don't know what he is, that ancient dude who like made all these predictions that people said came right.
I remember right after 9/11, before you had Twitter, before you had
Facebook. Nostradamus called 9/11?
Well, that's one of the, back in the day,
sure.
The only, as I'm sure you remember, but for our Gen Z listeners, the way that internet rumors spread was purely via email. You would get, you remember chain emails?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember getting some from-
That was early TikTok.
It was kind of early TikTok, but you would get like HTML heavy email chains. I personally would get them from my grandma's boyfriend, Bill, who was like 88.
I feel like every grandma has a boyfriend, Bill.
What?
I know so many people whose grandparents are dating a Bill.
Oh,
maybe,
man.
It's all the same fucking guy.
This guy's dead, and he was so fucking revolting. He looked like... Did you ever watch Ren and Stimpy?
A little bit.
Oh, man. There was this old man character on Ren and Stimpy who had a big bulbous nose and glasses and tiny little teeth and a raspy voice.
And that's what Bill looked like?
And he would spit when he talked. Yes. He was like the personification of that guy. Yes. Wilbur Cobb. That's what he was like. He would sit.
I'm kind of liking what I'm seeing.
It was fucking disgusting sitting across from Bill. We would go to like Soup Plantation and
R.I.P.
You know, he'd be eating a salad and he'd just have ranch dressing mixed with his saliva and you'd see it all over his teeth and you'd clear his throat in the middle of a bite and it just was fucking gross. But anyway, this motherfucker would send you the longest email chain, and it's all in like light blue, so it's impossible to read, and it was in comics.
I feel bad for them because, like, for their entire life, right? it was pretty hard to get stuff printed. So they were like, okay, I can, you know, there was obviously tons of propaganda, but they were like, someone printed this out. I can put something behind this, yeah. right? And then the internet shows up and just everything is
yeah.
written, printed word.
I can, and so I can they're put like, wacky colors on
this? Holy shit.
Yeah.
And they got to tell everyone.
Yeah. Well, I would get these email chains and I remember one of them being like, you know, forward, forward, forward. Because every time you would forward it, it would add FWD to the subject line. So it would be like FWD, 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 forward, 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 forward. Nostradamus predicted September 11th? Question mark. And then it was just someone somewhere made up, like wrote it as if they were an ancient philosopher predicting vaguely some kind of disaster involving two buildings, two tall buildings. And it just...
I remember his big one was like, the world will collapse when there's one world economy. Or no, one world currency or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
I don't fucking know.
It's all bullshit.
This guy's not a real dude.
Stupid. Yeah, he's not a real dude. Nostradamus nuts.
Nostradamus, fuck you.
Very good, Emil. but anyway, all
I feel like
that
a, I feel like a drunk mom at a sweet 16.
Yeah, I do
And I'm
too.
Like, take me home.
I just feel like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel elegant.
And everyone's kind of like, I feel like we should take the champagne from her, but they know it would probably get worse if they tried to take this from
her. Yeah, because you're kind of being pacified by it, but anything could set you off at any moment.
Right. They're like, did you see what she did with the balloon? I don't want to.
Yeah. It's just all of a sudden the aggression in this woman. But DWAC, I remember it was once $175 a share, and now it's down to
I think we covered it when it first happened.
Yeah.
It shot up. And what happened?
I think
I tried to buy it.
Oh, yeah. But you tried to buy it at like 100.
No, I tried to buy it at like 30.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, dude, it's hit the top.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Good memory, dude. Good memory. And I tried to tell you not to because I did not think that it would keep going, but it just kept going. And that was a confounding thing. But then I had the wherewithal to buy puts, and I made a little bit of money on it on the put side. But yeah, then I just stopped. Yeah, but yeah, so who knows what the fuck's going to happen with this thing. If you're out there and you're holding shares in it, good luck to you, because that's what you get in SPAC world. It's just it's the wild
do you
west.
Do you play them a lot?
No, never.
Because it's so irrational?
Yeah, and there's this, the structure of them is confusing because I can't remember, but there's like, certain people, they immediately have the ability to sell shares. They're like given shares just for making the deal happen. Like Chamath gets immediately just, oh, here's $200 million worth of the stock just for brokering the deal or something. This is really a simplistic way of looking at it, but that's essentially it. So that's why a lot of them immediately crash, is because those people who are getting essentially is free money, why are they going to sit around and wait for the other guy to sell? I'm going to, you know, they're going to try to be first to fucking sell the thing. So that's what happened. But there are some, like SoFi was one that was a SPAC. And I think that has kind of started to turn around. There was...
I wonder how the student loan cancellation has affected them in any way.
SoFi?
Yeah, they probably bought private loans though, because they were buying up people's student loans and then getting them in. But that was probably private student loans.
I have no idea. That's a good question.
Yeah, again, private student loans aren't affected.
You know, I bought a post SPAC stock recently. I bought Oscar. You know, the healthcare company. Because I'm looking at the.
Do you have Oscar?
Yeah, I do. I hate it. You know why?
Why?
Because every time I go to log in, it's like wrong password. And then I try to enter it, and it doesn't even let me try again. It just says you need to reset it. So I'm constantly fucking resetting my password on this shit.
They were the OG millennial branding healthcare company.
Yeah.
You would see the cartoon characters on the subway advertising.
Yeah,
and you're
New York.
Yeah.
But
how's the healthcare?
It's fine. You know, it's just like anything else.
I switched to Kaiser. I kind of like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser temporary?
Nice. You should have said like Temperante or something.
Temperante. Fuck. Fuck! Shit. It's the dress. It's choking off the blood supply.
I think it's the champagne.
It's the champagne, yeah. Damn, this shit's good though. In other news, there was this big, there's this once a month thing that came out. It's called the PMI data, which is the, it stands for the Purchasing Managers Index. It's a barometer of the overall economy. It shows economic trends in manufacturing and services sectors. So there's a couple, I didn't know any of this. I mean, I vaguely knew, but I had to dive in, and it's interesting. So there are two sources for the PMI. You got the ISM, which is the Institute of Supply Management, and their index of the PMI is based on surveys of more than 400 non-manufacturing firms as purchasing and supply executives. So they basically go around and they ask 400 executives, hey, what's going on?
How you feeling today?
How you feeling today? And they're like, fine.
It feels bad.
Feels bad.
I don't like it. Yeah. I actually bought in May.
Wasn't I didn't good. Go away.
I didn't go. I should have went away. My father was right. I'm not cut out for it.
Yeah. So here, this is me. I'm going to be the ISM. Well, sir, so thank you for taking the time to do the survey. I'm from the Institute of Supply Management, and you are a purchasing and supply executive. So
that's right.
Can you tell me just how you feeling?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Okay. Yeah. Got it. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really shitty and 1 being pretty good,
like
how do you feel?
Like a 15. I'm probably going to kill myself.
Okay, wow. So that's beyond it's beyond the scope of our
measurements.
We're gonna
need a new scale for how bad I feel.
Wow, okay, that's interesting. You personally are going to bring down the entire index, which, mind you, has far-reaching implications for the broader market.
Oh, sure.
So do you want to change your answer?
No.
No? You still feel pretty bad?
If you could kill me, that'd be great.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, sir, I'm not going to kill you, but I can point you in the direction of someone who may be able to help.
Sure, thank you.
Anyway, thank you so much. And if I may suggest, have a donut or something. They always make me feel better.
I won't.
So the S&P, Standard & Poor's, does their own. So they're like, they Standard & Poor's does their own, and the ISM does theirs. And here's the interesting thing.
Give me the interesting thing I've been fucking waiting for.
ISM comes out at 56.9%.
That's not bad.
Up 0.2% compared to July. And guess what? That shows growth in the services sector.
Oh, tell me what Standard & Poor's is doing.
Continuing a 27-month expansion.
It's bad.
The ISM, yeah, let's look at this. Let's look at this before we get the ISM services PMI came in at 56.9. Anything above 50 is growth. Anything below 50 is a contraction.
Shit. Don't tell me the S&P is below.
So, well, wait. Let's first look. Let's see. We got the services is growing. Business activity growing.
I love that.
New orders growing. Employment
yes.
growing. Supplier deliveries slowing? What does that say?
Yep, slowing.
Slowing. Inventories contracting. Well, this is good. We don't want inventories to keep growing.
This is
prices.
When you find out Lee and Michelle can't read.
Prices. Prices.
That's
are
for
increasing.
All the younger listeners.
Backing of orders growing. New export. Just overall.
Growing.
Growing.
Doing pretty good.
And the rate of change, faster.
Fuck yeah.
Services sector, growing.
Fuck
the rate
yes.
of change, faster.
Hell
good,
yes.
good, good, right? Right?
Yes.
You would
yes.
think so.
Yes.
But then the S&P comes along. The S&P's thing, they're like, no, actually, Standard & Poor's, we do our own, you see. I'm Standard, this is my brother Poor, and we're showing a...
Also, he's Jewish, so he can do this.
Yes, we're showing a contraction. We're actually, you know, ISM showed their PMI at 56.9%, but us at Standard & Poor's, we're showing down to 43.7%.
That sucks.
That sucks, yes. But, you know, it's just different. So, no! Oh, he popped another balloon. Jesus H. Christ. Jesus Christ. So, but here at Standard & Poor's, we're a little bit different. We don't do agriculture, forestry, fishing and hunting, mining, utilities, and construction.
Why don't they touch that?
I don't know. But and I couldn't get you an answer. But so, like, the ISM includes some big shit like utilities, and utilities has been on the up and up. So it's just kind of this big question, like, who's more accurate? Well, it depends on who you ask. The ISM tends to cover, I believe, depending on who you ask, the divergence between these two, the Standard & Poor's showing a contraction, the ISM showing an expansion. Depending on who you ask, the divergence is
Jesus
due to
Christ.
I know, it's no. The champagne. The ISM is mostly big firms, And the S&P Standard & Poor's includes more small and medium-sized
businesses. Oh, a little pain on the small firms.
Yeah, little pain on the small firms. Yeah, that's not what you were going to say. I said it. I completed it for you. And then we had this guy who works for the S&P says the ISM includes, he said that there's quite a big variance in sector coverage with the ISM notably including public admin, which usually holds up better in a downturn, plus utilities, which is currently doing very well. So who knows? This is Chris Williamson who said that. It works for Standard & Poor's.
Shout out Chris Williamson.
Shout out to Chris Williamson. He's from Standard & Poor's. I like doing that voice. It's so fun.
It makes me uncomfortable.
It really? Why?
It feels like you're doing a thing.
What do you mean? Standard & Poor's.
Isn't it like a traditionally
nebbish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah. So the market was pretty torn yesterday and or 2 days, 3 days ago for you guys. Yesterday for us, because today is Wednesday. We are recording this on a Wednesday this time. Because we got the big TMG Live Moment House thing yesterday for you
guys.
Why
do you get into logistics?
And tomorrow
for
us.
You don't have to tell them.
It's my autism.
Ben.
My self-diagnosed.
Not self-diagnosed. Someone on the internet diagnosed you.
Yeah, that's right. Someone sent a very, very sweet, earnest DM.
Like, hey, I think I could help you out.
Yeah, I think you've got it. Baby, I know I got it. All right? It's a superpower. So, yeah. So there's a couple other things though.
Hit me.
And it's all about just how, you know, we're talking about. Oh, are we entering a bear market?
Yeah, tie me
shit.
A bow on this fucking thing.
I'll tie you a bow. So
make it pretty.
I saw that the housing prices are starting to flatten and maybe drop. The median listing price dropped in August. From like 460 to 420K or something like that. I can't remember. But also, here's an interesting stat.
I love the interesting stats.
Housing is the least affordable. There's this thing called the NAR Housing Affordability Index. It measures whether a typical family earns enough to qualify for a 30-year fixed mortgage in a typical single-family home without spending more than 25% of their income on payments. And look at this thing, dude. On the right. According to the NAR Housing Affordability
Index. Wow, we are at all-time lows, baby.
I don't know if it's all... It must be.
Well, it only goes to 1972. It might be when they first started tracking.
But it is at negative... The previous low was just about 1980 when it was just below negative 20%. And then the other...
When Paul Volcker probably started jacking up rates.
Probably, yeah. And then the other... major low was just about 2014, and we have broken that record, and we are now at negative 30%. So housing is just about as inaccessible as it gets since they've been measuring this shit.
Why don't millennials want to buy a home?
Millennials are too busy buying avocado toast and sucking each other off to be able to...
Hey, maybe if you skipped a latte, you lazy piece of shit, you'd have a home by now.
Maybe if you use some instant coffee instead of a French press.
Are you spending your entire salary on avocado toast, you piece of shit?
Yeah. Hey, dipshit, want to buy a house? Stop subscribing to OnlyFans.
Hey, quit blaming your parents for destroying the economy and stop buying. What do we buy? What do we fucking buy?
I don't know, man.
What am I spending all my money on?
I personally spend all my money on food and like vacation when I can. And even then, I use the points to fly. But
I spend all my money going to weddings and watching my friends tell each other they love each other.
I hate weddings.
You ever start calculating how much you've spent on weddings and you go, what am I doing?
Yeah, my buddy Paul had a wedding up in central northern California, and it cost me so much money, and here's why.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I already had a point on my license because like I made an illegal left turn or something, and I rented a car to drive up there for this wedding, and it was a modern car, so I'm not used to it. So I'm not used to being able to just go 80 miles an hour without even thinking.
Sure.
Got a speeding ticket. Speeding ticket was like $400 or whatever it was. And then that second point on my license from it made my car insurance go up for like 2 years.
Oh, that's
so like overall, I calculated, I'm like, damn, this wedding cost me like $3,000 just from between renting the car, the hotel, driving up there.
But that's on you.
Yeah, of course it's on me.
You can't blame your friend.
No,
I don't blame my friend. My next three weddings, one's in Puerto Rico, Ireland, Rome.
Hell yeah.
Not hell yeah. You know how much money this is going to fucking cost?
A lot.
It's going to suck.
One of my favorite flights I've ever taken was flying to LAX from Dublin, Ireland.
Why?
Because...
Can you get direct flights?
I swear to God, yes.
Okay.
The plane never made a single turn. We took off, and I was like, whoa, we're not making... Oh, we must be pointed right in the direction. We never... And I paid attention the whole way. We did not make a single
turn. For the listener at home, it's probably about
turn.
At least 10 hours. This man is staying alert.
I mean, I had a window seat, and usually, you know, you take off and then you make a turn to go wherever. We did not. We just had this pleasant just ascent.
And you're looking over at the person in the middle seat?
I think it was my brother.
And you're going...
My girlfriend.
Was that a... Did we turn? And they're like, what? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Just go back to what you're doing.
Anyway, so back to me talking way too much in this episode. I'm sure somebody's going to have something to say about it.
You can't win.
Oops.
We got a bunch of guys going.
They don't talk about the finance.
Right, so I said, stack it, baby. Give them the stuff they want.
Yeah.
And then you know what? There's going to be people complaining.
Ben's talking too much.
Whatever. Yeah. Give it to him, baby.
That's right.
I said let it rip.
I did see, so I saw something. It's funny because there's all sorts of conflicting data out there. Depending on where you look and depending on what your perspective is, either things are getting better or things have yet to price in all the bad, right? And one cool thing that I saw is that shipping rates have dropped 60% in the last year. It's way cheaper to ship containers all over the world. The backlog, I don't know if you even saw this because it hardly made news. The backlog at the Port of Los Angeles is
right,
almost
clear.
Completely clear. So you would think, what? What does that do for inflation?
It would hopefully go down,
I
right?
I would think so.
Shipping rates were a huge driver.
Yeah.
And this backlog, people not being able to get the goods they want.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
But it obviously, it's not like, it doesn't match exactly.
Yeah. And you had a combination. We had, as Walmart reported, as Target reported, the inventory glut. They had so much inventory anticipating this consumer demand that never quite fully matched, reduced that inventory glut. Did what? It reduced demand for cargo shipping. And not only that, apparently the net fleet of ships globally for shipping is expected to grow 9% in 2023 and 24. So not only are you going to have more ships out there available to handle more shipping, but, you know, there's less demand because of all that supply that's still out there. And, I would hope that does something for inflation.
Would love that. Would
However,
love if fucking Jerome Powell could take his foot off the goddamn
J Powell. But apparently shipping rates aren't expected to drop to pre-COVID levels. So there's still that. They're still going to be elevated, but it's like, all right, give me a fucking break, man.
Give him a fucking break.
Give me a fucking break. Break, dude. I got to pee so bad, but guess what? I'm going to hold it.
We love
that. Hold it.
All right, so let's jump into some you want to do some crypto corner real quick. Beep boop beep beep. What's going on? It's not good.
Tell me.
Bitcoin taking a fucking hit. You think we had anything to do with it? What are they at now? They're probably at like 18. It was holding steady at 20k for a while. People had said that, "Oh, look at that. 18.8."
Yeah.
People were saying it looks like Bitcoin found its bottom. But that is not the case.
Bitcoin found its bottom, huh? Well, what was it on Grindr? Bitcoin found its bottom. What was it on Grindr?
You think we had anything to do with it?
Us? Yeah, definitely.
You think our crypto episode did it?
Yeah. Bitcoin was like me eating In-N-Out Burger on a Friday night. I'm getting a burger. I'm getting animal fries. I'm getting a shake. Because guess what? It took a huge dump.
It did.
It took a huge dump.
Did you already offload all of yours? Or you still
no, I sold like 0.7 of my Bitcoin to buy this energy web token that I am like
lost money on as well.
No, I'm like break
You're
even
on
it. Yeah, I was up on it pretty big because I bought it at like $3.90 and then it shot up to $5 and I thought, hey, I'm just gonna hold on to this thing. But this last Monday, September whatever the fuck it was, September 5th, I think it dropped more than $600. Or no, Tuesday, sorry, it dropped yesterday for us. It just in the middle of the day, it just fucking tanked. It was like a liquidation event. I don't know if someone out there had to...
Some big whale?
Yeah, some big whale had... some sperm whale out there had to splooge out there and get it all out. That's gross.
I hope that everyone who's not a whale gets out and lets all these people...
All the whales suffer?
Yeah.
Maybe it was one of the Winklevosses who was like, I've got to buy...
Dude, we never talked about it because other shit came up. But remember, I was like, what are the Winklevosses up to anyway? And then I looked it up after the show.
Yeah.
They started a fucking cover band. It's insane.
Dorks, man.
Have you watched any of it?
No.
They're just like, I mean, they're not horrible.
Sure.
It's very mediocre, but they play kind of big venues because they have a following.
Of course.
Like they played the Stone Pony in New Jersey, which is kind of a famous... Or maybe it was the Wonder Bar. Either
how
way,
many, how
in
many,
Asbury
what's
Park.
The capacity?
Like under 1,000.
It's still pretty sizable.
It might be like 500.
Who do they play instruments or do they sing?
Yeah, one of them sings and the other one plays guitar.
That's
kind Look of, at this.
Hey, good for them. It's important to have passions.
Thanks for a great one last night in San Diego. See you tonight. Tonight at Terragram?
No, that was 10 weeks
oh,
ago, dude.
Oh, man.
Look at them. God, they look like
Can we play
dorks.
It? Can we hear the audio?
I don't think we can.
Oh, gotcha. Oh. Gotcha.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's try to figure it out. Beep, boop,
yeah, that's my brother.
Yeah.
He's not singing yet. He's got on big boots
and he's
with
got
a little
fucking
heel.
Chain.
He's got the chain. Yeah, rocking out. Yeah, wait, come on.
They saw Bitcoin taking a spill and they were like, you know what? We need to have a backup plan here. What do you say we become the most rockinest cover band?
To distract.
This yeah. might be why Bitcoin is shit in the bed.
Yeah.
These are the guys who are back.
Well,
yet?
Did you see Michael Saylor's getting sued?
No.
You didn't see that? And
ben,
I think
I've been in the woods for like 5 days.
Michael Saylor is getting sued, I think, by Washington, D.C. Because
the city?
Yeah, like the district attorney or whatever, Washington, D.C., I think is suing him because, to quote them, he's been living in D.C. and hasn't paid taxes in like over a decade.
I thought he was
in
like Florida.
I think he was based out of D.C. or something. Let's see. D.C., yeah. MicroStrategy co-founder Michael Saylor faces charges of evading United States income taxes he allegedly incurred while living in Washington, D.C. Yeah. Over $25 million in D.C. income tax. Okay, so that's nothing for him. But Sang Lucci, who we're trying to get on the show, who you guys would love. I've been following this guy, Sang Lucci, for years. He's an options trader. He has been, he's kind of had a similar arc as mine in the sense that he had huge success and huge failure, but on a bigger scale. I saw that he was short 40 Bitcoin. I don't know how the fuck you short Bitcoin. That's a question that I'd like to ask him. And, but yeah, I personally have bids in cause I have some cash still in my trading account. I'm not going to say where. Because I don't want people to try to... Whoever the fuck keeps trying to hack my Venmo account, stop. It's annoying. I keep getting emails every day. It's like a new form of sliding into my DMs. Is some dork out there who's like, oh, I'm going to try to hack Ben's Venmo. I keep getting like new sign-in attempt detected. Like,
I keep getting people sending me money.
Lucky. God damn. Anyway, I have a bid at 18,000 and then another one at like 17.2 or something like that. So, oh, and then should we talk? You know, we got a minute.
We could do real quick. We could do, how about we do Pinterest always? Oh, wait. Fuck. We had two things we should.
We can save the Pinterest thing. How about the Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, we got to go. That one's crazy.
The Bed Bath & Beyond CFO.
So the CFO fucking leapt to his death in New York.
Yeah. Tragic.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And I mean, headlines are coming out. People are trying to, I don't know if they're trying to connect it to things, but there's a big lawsuit happening. I think it's, he was named, and I think Ryan Cohen for pump and dump schemes. And then the other one I keep seeing was that it's right before they're about to close a bunch of stores and lay off a bunch of workers. And I'm like, I can't imagine this. I mean, this is happening everywhere. Fucking Snap laid off 20% of its employees. It's, you know, there's layoffs. Everyone's slowing. I can't imagine this guy was like, oh, no, economic downturn. I'm going to jump out of my building.
Right.
I'm so curious what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, we may never know unless he left a note or something, but...
But who does know? Who knows?
The apes.
The apes know. The apes always know.
The apes are so fucking smart. And I if you don't follow the
and
subreddit...
When we say the apes, we mean the AMC apes.
The AMC, the GameStop apes.
The people who know that the MOAS is coming.
AKA the people who bought into GameStop and AMC at the top.
Right.
Or on the way down and then just kept losing. But there is a subreddit called GME_meltdown. It's so great. All it is, it's probably former apes who have gotten wise to the game. And it's also just people like us who love to follow along with their delirium.
It's a little bit of Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. It's so they found this post from Wall Street Bets. And the title of the post is "Be Prepared for the Ultimate FUD." FUD is fear, uncertainty and doubt. And this delusional ape in the wake of the Bed Bath and Beyond CFO killing himself. Of course, this is natural. Like, this is to them, it's a conspiracy. It's always a conspiracy. As the main,
I think they're just seeing what's really going on.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we just don't know. But as the mainstream media stories are released, we can see the obvious play. They're going to try and take out Ryan Cohen with the dirtiest of smear campaigns. This is their game. He's about to be implicated in the death of Bed Bath & Beyond CFO by the scum media. They may even get him indicted and sidelined. This is their grand plan. Take Ryan Cohen out of the game by destroying his reputation and hope that the apes will all sell and run away.
I don't think so.
The only thing that'll blow the lid off of this now is the absolute inevitability of the mother of all short squeezes, the MOAS. Our enemies are terrified. Your resolve is absolutely critical now. I will now buy GameStop continuously and dollar cost average, whatever the fuck, until I'm either broke or a billionaire.
Probably broke.
Probably broke.
I bet it's going to be broke.
Probably broke. Broke. To me, it's not even about the money anymore. It's about exposing the foul underbelly of the U.S. stock market and its media scum shills, then laying a biblical level of waste to all of them.
That's what I can't take. The fucking, like, the them propping themselves as activists.
Yeah.
It's about exposing the foul underbelly of the U.S. stock market.
No, it's not. Go, it's about you fantasizing about becoming
right.
a fucking
You guys all thought you were going to be rich. You put everything you had into it, and now you're fucking so in over your head. It has to come true.
Yeah. It's like, that's exactly right. It has to come true
or they're dead.
Yeah.
It's literally, those are the two options. He's either going to go broke or become a billionaire.
It bums me out so much. It's like, it is confirmation bias, like, taken to the furthest extreme.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's tragic, man. Like, because then people read that and I remember when I was in penny stock world and the stock that I was in was down 90%. All it took was one post being like, yeah, but they're also doing this and this and this. And I would think, yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah. You read
it's
the shit.
It's a sure thing.
And it's, dude, if all of your wealth is tied up in this shit, you read this and you're like, oh, fuck yes, it must be true.
Yeah.
It's all going to come out.
Yeah.
They're going to get exposed. They're so fucked.
Yeah. Also, if they're short the stock and the stock is down like 60%, guess what? They've already made a fuck ton of money shorting the stock. They're not sitting there going, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. We're still short. And the stock isn't dropping more. It's already dropped so much.
Yeah.
They've already made so much money. These poor people, man.
We're
getting told to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Producer Zach is writing, shut the fuck up now. Shut the absolute ultimate fuck up.
So I guess we should shut up. We'll see you guys in After Hours. Thank you guys for tuning in to 50 episodes.
Yeah.
Subscribe for After Hours if you want to see us talk about some more shit.
Genuinely, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It has been almost a year, I think, since we've been doing this. And it feels like yesterday, and it's really, really fun and cool.
I think I'm going to put my underwear on for the next one because I've got penis and balls right on leather.
And that's exactly why I love doing this. Can you believe it? Everybody out there who leaves nice comments and everybody who doesn't. And those who don't comment. The silent listener. The silent viewer.
Those are my favorite. The guy who's just tuning in. He just likes to enjoy it.
He's just doing it. He doesn't say anything.
But remember to comment because it does help. You have to comment. I was joking. I don't like those guys. The silent guys?
Yeah, fuck you.
No,
hey, silent guy.
Hey, speak up.
Speak up, you bitch.
You like the show. Why don't you say something?
Yeah, tell a friend.
You're tuning in every week. Say something.
Christ on the cross.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, there's Ryan. We love Ryan. He's looking at us. He's laughing because we're in a dress. It's not that crazy to be in a dress.
All right, we got to go. We got to go. They sent in the big guns. Ryan's here. He's going
to kill
us.
We're going to go piss. I'm going to try not to do ajou style with the dress in the toilet, dip it in the toilet, and then slurp out the pee out of the dress.
All right, see you in After Hours.
All right.
Bye.
Love you.
This week on After Hours.
The pee hole. It's all piss.
All right, so we solved cancer. Next heavy topic for us to figure out.
Jack Nicholson.
It was fuck.
It was an 80s video.
Oh.
Wow. What was that?
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.